You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Protesters disrupted a Z Energy lecture yesterday hosted by Auckland University. They accused the event, entitled Transition to a Low Carbon Future, of greenwashing, and the university of giving a platform to one of New Zealand's biggest carbon producers. I asked the spokesperson, Adam Curry, why they were protesting.
We were protesting Auckland University inviting Z Energy CEO Mike Bennett to give a lecture on transition to a low carbon future.
Why were you protesting that?
The fossil fuel industry has spent decades fueling climate denial and stalling climate action. And, you know, we know Z's greenwashing strategy is one of the best in the world when even the top university falls through it, right? I mean, it's no different to inviting a tobacco CEO to give a talk about the transition to a smoke-free Aotearoa. Z Energy is desperate for social license to continue operating. It's a new climate denial. Fossil fuel companies for many years spent millions of dollars funding climate denial, and eventually that finally hasn't worked anymore. And so the next way they can avoid regulation and continue to blaze our futures is through greenwashing, through tricking people into calling climate inaction as action. And that is, we believe that is one of the massive risks to the climate, and that's why it's so important that we call out events like these.
The lecture was titled Transition to a Low Carbon Future. Isn't that a good thing for companies to be realising and doing?
Generally, totally, yep. Companies and organisations of all kinds, we want to be moving towards just a low-carbon future and want to be supporting them to do that. But there's a difference between, you know, most companies in the world that we need to be transitioning and fossil fuel corporates whose fundamental business model is based upon extracting and selling fossil fuels. Many companies in New Zealand, you know, we need them to transition, we need to push them, we need government regulation to ensure they transition, and we need carrots and sticks. But fossil fuel companies in particular, like Zen Energy, like Mobil, their business model is and always will be based upon fossil fuels and extracting fossil fuels. They're one of the largest polluters in New Zealand. They've shown they're not going to do anything. I mean, they've made their own measly climate goals and they've missed them. But the only approach we can have to fossil fuel companies who have lied, who have funded climate denial, whose fundamental business model is based on fossil fuels, really is adversarial, and we have to take away their social license to operate, basically.
How successful was the protest, would you say?
I think it was successful. We made a really clear point. It was a lot of people. You know, a lot of people supported us on social media and on the day as well. There was a lot of people turn up there, and people started thinking about it. A lot of people they even came up to us afterwards and talked about, actually, hey, why did you do this? And we walked them through what Z is doing, what as a fossil fuel company is desperate for social license, and we walked them through the implications of social license. And I think it was successful because it's a continuation of a lot of things. You know, we've seen right now Mobil is the key sponsor for TVNZ Sport is Mobil. And, you know, that legitimizes them, right? We see these partnerships with the spill-off talking about how Z is a climate leader when they are but literally the ones that are selling the fossil fuels that are destroying our planet. And so I think it was really successful in continuing the story about how fossil fuel companies are greenwashing and how if we want real climate action, we need to be calling out failure and hypocrisy for what it is. Otherwise, we're not going to get anywhere and the public is going to be tricked. You know, if you look at polls, the vast, vast majority of the public support strong climate action, but you also have a large amount of people that believe that enough is being done with climate. So people know that we've made the case for climate action. People know that it's great and that it's needed and it's good for a better world, but people are erroneously believing that enough is being done when the science is clear that it is not. And that's why we need to call out events like these.
Have you received any blowback from the university?
The university ordered protesters, including Auckland University students, to leave university property, which is really ironic. I mean, the university tells us to be the critic and conscience society, yet students are being expelled from university premises for doing exactly that. We need a university that's going to have, we have free and frank debate, but we don't platform oil company CEOs to talk about climate leadership and give greenwash and that sort of stuff. And that's why it was really unfortunate that, you know, we should be the critic and conscience society. We're actually being kicked out of university premises for doing exactly that.
What kind of climate policies would you like to be seen put in place?
Ultimately, we want regulation. We want regulation of polluters. We want the biggest emitters in New Zealand, including agriculture. We want agriculture to be brought into the emissions trading scheme. Otherwise, you know, while agriculture gets a free pass, the rest of us pay the price. We don't want to continue seeing these. We want a price on petrol. We want just transition for people in the industry, for coal workers, to be able to have good, clean, union, living wage jobs, you know, building a better future. But we know that we simply cannot continue to be burning. So we need these regulations from the government. We need strong incentives. We need investment in clean energy. But ultimately, we need to be shutting down, regulating to hell big fossil giants that have shown that they're choosing profit over people.
How do you think New Zealand is doing in this field?
I think it's real. We're doing actually really poorly. You know, I mean, we actually saw, Greta Thunberg recently talk about how New Zealand is doing greenwashing. New Zealand is a complete climate criminal. I think we've had some good policies like the oil and gas exploration ban, but even things like that, you know, we are seeing, even though we've had a ban on new permits, we are still seeing existing permits renewed and renewed and renewed. You know, more companies being invited recently to apply for permits and exploration permits. So we're really doing really poorly in the field. Our emissions keep going up. There is such a strong opportunity for us to, you know, invest in wind, invest in solar, to have community generators, to have solar grids, to have communities to supply right now instead of a couple of power companies keeping prices high for consumers, keeping people cold in their homes, and at the same time continuing to use coal and things that we don't have in the future. So I think New Zealand really needs to pick up our game, and, you know, the government needs to, we've given the climate a climate emergency to-do list, but the government hasn't been following it. So they really need to pick up the game.
That was climate activist and protest spokesperson Adam Curry talking about disrupting a Zed Energy lecture.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.